So the big boys will systematically whittle away at recalcitrant states or orchestrate its decay. And the culprit recalcitrants will be dismissed like children who've been disobedient and sent to languish at the bottom of the order of upright states, or expelled altogether from grace and labeled failed states. We none of us want to fail, do we? They train us in that from day one, right? You gotta pass. You don't want to fail. I mean, this training. I can see why they're rushing to the more enlightened of Plato's tribe. Wants universal preschool so they can get their hands on our babies before they get hard to train, which is what they found with our African-American children and Chicano youth and a lot of youth who were improperly socialized in obedience. So they know. If they didn't know before, and I don't know why they wouldn't with de Tocqueville telling them so, that you got to get a hold of them as their babies in order to shape obedience. So what does it mean to have a revolution in a global power system? And I've been hella congested. And at first I thought, well, maybe if they announced they were cloud seeding, maybe it's that. I'm beginning to wonder it's more than just that. So if any of you have insight into whether or not EMF exposure has any connection to being congested, I'd appreciate it. I have to look into that. So what does it mean to have a revolution in a global power system? It means to be a target. It means to be harassed. It means trying to live with a vampire on your ass. It means balancing on an edge with a bully behind you howling menace. During the July 23rd, 2013 show, we quoted Victor Hugo and then George Bernard Shaw. Quote, "The counterfeits of the past take assumed names and are fond of calling themselves the future. The specter, the past, not infrequently falsifies its passport. Let us be ready for the snare. Let us beware." That's from Les Miserables. And then Shaw said, "Revolutions never lift the burden of tyranny. They merely shift it to another's shoulders." Ain't that the truth? And I shouldn't laugh because our brothers and sisters in the former Soviet Union know only too well the truth of that. And the People's Republic of China, ditto. This is so because tyranny and rule and statesmanship are coterminous. You know, when the first thing they want to do after that revolution is tell you, get to work, comrades, get to work, because we got a lot to get done, and you let us take care of the decision-making, you just work. How many millennia have they been telling us? And as we'll see from Plato's beloved uncle, you know, they've been conning us from day one. Work, because that's the closest thing to holiness. Work, because it cleanses the soul. Work, because it makes our nation strong. Work, because we got to do well in the global competition. Work, because if not, the economy will collapse. Work. Because you don't want to go back to living in caves and being hunters and gatherers. Work, 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 work. So when they tell us, get busy, brothers and sisters, and help us redesign work, give them the finger, please, and say, we don't need work. We worked for centuries, millennia, 10,000 years of work. We're ready for some play. We're ready for some joy. We're ready for some leisure. That is only our gift to ourselves. They're not going to give it to us. We have to plan it for ourselves. I've learned in the course of these 5 years, words are powerful. I didn't get it before, but I got it now. So we need to open our mouths and tell each other that our future is leisure.